What is up, guys, and welcome to another edition of the Market Marauder Show. We in the market one trade at a time. Hope everyone's having a great week out there, able to lock in some of those profits. All right, on today's episode, this is the pre-week watch list. Going to talk about some of the moves that are going on in the market, some of the things that I'll be watching myself, so let's jump into it. All right, so we have more earnings up to come this week. Starting off the week on Monday, we have Lowe's, SoFi, MGM, MicroStrategies, and Logitech. And so those are some of the companies that I'm going to be watching as far as Monday is concerned for earnings. Tuesday, we have AMD, Ford, Uber, Lumen, Starbucks. And then on Wednesday will be a very important day. It's going to be another potential interest rate hike, possibly another quarter interest rate hike from Fed Chair Jerome Powell with more economic data coming out. You have GE and Pepsi, which will be giving shareholder meetings. And then you have Qualcomm and Etsy having their earnings as well on Wednesday. Thursday is going to be the big day for all of the companies, I guess, for the market in general. So you have Peloton, Wayfair, Apple, Shopify, Coinbase, Lyft, Square, and DraftKings. And so the two big ones out of that, to me, from that list are going to be Apple and Coinbase. Apple, I think, is going to have an amazing earnings. I think it's something that a lot of people are going to be looking into. People may potentially be buying more shares with them moving a lot of their central systems from China over to India. Definitely a huge move for Apple. They've already started to expand more into India, and I think it's a great move for the company overall. Definitely one of the, I would say, recession-proof stocks that are out there. Next, you have Coinbase. Coinbase is kind of an improving ground or proving area at this point. They're kind of battling the SEC as far as trying to get crypto out there. I think the SEC is still working on trying to figure out what regulations need to be in place for crypto to be, you know, standardized throughout the U.S. I mean, you see the BRICS, where a lot of other countries are getting together with Russia and China to try to come up with this new financial standard, being the BRICS. But then you have the U.S., which the person really over crypto or had the power to make the regulations for crypto was Gary Gensler. And he was on trial a couple weeks ago talking about, you know, decisions that were made for cryptocurrency. So I think ultimately the government is still trying to figure out what to do with cryptocurrency and what things need to be in place so that something like the FTX situation doesn't happen to a lot of investors, especially considering that cryptocurrency is not currently FDIC insured. Having those rules in place is something that I think Coinbase is trying to help the champion and trying to get the SEC to understand, hey, you know, we kind of have the infrastructure to do that. And if you make certain rules in place, we can help facilitate those rules. Lastly, on Friday, we have AMC. AMC, I think, will be another huge one. Hopefully, there'll be some news for them potentially partnering with Amazon. That's something that I'll be looking at for. But ultimately, AMC is always going to be on the watch list, especially when it comes to earnings, because there's such a huge community of retail traders that rally around AMC. So let's jump into some one of the articles that I thought was going to be interesting. It didn't make the list because it's not earnings, but it's definitely going to be a company that I'm looking at this week after the news came out last Tuesday. So Google parent company Apple said on Tuesday it is board directors authorized a $70 billion share repurchase. So basically a repurchase is where the company itself buys shares. So they're going to be buying $70 billion worth of shares. If Google ends up spending the entire amount on buyback, it will represent a constant continuation of last year's pace. Alphabet around $70 billion in share repurchase in April 2022. Since then, Google has had to cut cost and layoff employees, citing a different economic reality. So there are a lot of things companies do to try to balance the books, basically, when there are rough economic times ahead. Share buybacks is one of them, which some people may frown upon because it's companies buying their own shares back, which is, I don't know why it's frowned upon. I think it's a great way to, you know, kind of preserve assets. But then the other way is just massive layoffs. So I think they're trying to do both with not laying off a large amount of employees, still trying to have employees that work and keep the pace up, but then having the share buyback kind of solidifies a lot of the capital into the company itself. So I'm going to be looking at Google this week to see if this share buyback helps the company overall. So let's jump to some price movement for the companies that I'll be watching. First up, we have tickers on LOW for Lowe's. They had a low last week of $199.90, and they had a high of $212.48. I think those are two good key range levels to look for. They are currently bullish. Moving average 10 is above the 50, and it's kind of right at the 100, just a little bit above the moving average 100, ending the week at 207.83. Bear in mind, depending on when you watch this or listen to this recording, the prices may be different, so just bear that in mind as well. But at the current time recording, this is at 207.83. The key level I'm going to be looking at for Lowe's is going to be 212.48. I think Lowe's overall is a great company. I like what they're doing product-wise. People are always building houses. People always need hardware and things of that nature. Lowe's, Home Depot, I think they're always going to be in demand. People always buying things, doing home improvement. People buying houses and still flipping them. People going and even in the real estate market, I think is still kind of highly inflated. A lot of the house prices are kind of astronomical at this point. Some of them are going down in different sectors, like the really big cities, but I think like small towns, the prices are still pretty high, in my personal opinion. So definitely going to be looking at Lowe's because I think overall it's kind of hits the whole real estate market. And I think everyone in the real estate market uses Lowe's or uses Home Depot or Tractor Supply or places like that to help renovate their homes. Next, we have SoFi. SoFi is currently at $6.23. They had a high of $6.30. With all the banking and stuff going on with the SVB and First Republic Bank, I think people are kind of hesitant of bank stocks. I think SoFi, it may be a little bit of a different story. I'm kind of 50-50 on this one. I'm just going to set the top range at $6.30, and the low range at $5.66. Being that it is bullish at the current time period of recording this at $6.23, I would say it'll probably go back down to the moving average 100, which is at $5.94. So I'm going to be looking for it to potentially drop down to $5.94. And if it does drop down, to potentially bounce back up and retest that $6.36 level. So that's SoFi, ticker sign SOFI. Next, we have AMD. AMD, like I said, will have their earnings again next week. AMD stands for Advanced Micro Devices. They are in the chip space as well as making GPUs and CPUs. So they make both devices. But with the AI space kind of being the buzzword that's on there, I want to see what AMD's plan forward is to help integrate hardware to help answer the AI demand. So you see a lot of companies going into, hey, we have software, we're building software to make AI, we're adding AI to our system. Snapchat's adding AI or added AI to its features. You have Google who's going into AI, you have Meta going into AI, you have ChatGPT that's still out there. Microsoft is talking about doing more with AI. So a lot of these tech companies are moving into the AI space, but you need the hardware in order to run a lot of these items. Not saying that they're hardware intensive, but eventually, as the technology AI increases, more money gets into it, you're going to need the hardware to support that. And I think AMD can really answer the call to that. So if they have a significant plan on how they plan on answering their part into the AI scope of things, I think it really will help investors put more money into AMD and see it as more of a long term instead of a short term play. So I think AMD is bullish. I think they do have the capabilities to do that with their current technology. I think they have the capabilities to do that with future technology that may come out. I think they just haven't really been in the news much talking about their real plan of implementing hardware to support AI. So they have kind of a large range that I'm looking at here, which is a low of $83.76 and a high of $96.07. They're currently at $89.37 at the time of recording this and are bullish. Their moving average 10 is above 50 and 100. The moving average 50 is currently at $86.54, and the moving average 100 is at $87.75. So with them being at $89.37, I'm going to be looking at that high level of $96.07. I think ultimately AMD may have a lot of the answers that people need for answering the AI hardware question. AMD and NVIDIA, I think, are the number one and number two companies out there that really have the hardware that can support AMD. I mean, support AI. So AMD and NVIDIA are two that I continuously look at for updates on anything hardware related to AI and processing power. AMD going to be looking at the level of $96.07. Next, we have ticker sign PTON for Peloton. Now, Peloton hasn't really been in the news. It fell off significantly, you know, with them recalling a lot of their bikes, and then Amazon getting involved trying to help them out. And they had a low last week of $8.53. They've had a high of $11.78. I think I'm going to be looking at the $11.78 level for Peloton. I think Peloton is kind of like in this sleeping range. They haven't really made any new, you know, advertisements or any new things out there as far as marketing is concerned. But I think they still have a core base value of people who, you know, still use their product. I think if they can show money-wise on the balance sheet that they're starting to regain traction, there are more subscriptions, there are more orders that are coming out, they fixed their previous issues that they had with their bikes, I think that Peloton can potentially start to go back up from there. This has really been, in my personal opinion, the first quarter that we've seen their rebuilding portion. So like the last quarter was kind of where, you know, all the stuff hit the fan and everybody was like, oh, what is Peloton going to do? You know, they're calling on their bikes. Do people really even want bikes? People are going back to the gyms. They're a recession play. People only use them because of the recession. No one really uses Peloton's bikes anymore. No one is buying subscriptions. And then the numbers kind of supported what people were thinking. I think now they're kind of in a rebuilding stage. They've been quiet. They've just been working on their product, working on growing their subscription services. And I think now in this quarter, we're going to see what they've been up to, and I think it's going to be a good guess overall to see them start to go back up. So my level is going to be $11.78 for Peloton with this low of $8.53. They're currently at $8.88 at the time of recording this. So from $8.88, going to be looking at a high resistance level of $11.78 for Peloton. Next, we have the big one, the one everyone is going to be looking at for next week, and that is Apple. Like I said, again, Apple's just doing so many different things for their company overall. They're moving to India, moving a lot of their manufacturing to India out of China, which is saving them money. They're talking about releasing new products. Ultimately, you know, I think Tim Cook is doing an amazing job with Apple. I think his whole plan, everything that he's done since he's been there, I think has been a great path forward for Apple in general as a company. So they had a high last week of $169.85. They're currently at $169.68 at the time of recording this. Target price I'm going to have for them is going to be $170. Apple is not one. Well, I'll take that back. $175 is going to be a level that I have for Apple. Apple doesn't move tremendously. So, you know, $5 here I think is a significant move upward for Apple. So I would say, you know, from $169 to $175. Is definitely, I would consider a significant move for Apple, especially all the things that have been going on. People see Apple as well. So Apple, I would say, is kind of a stock shelter. I guess that's my own personal term. It's where people put their money into like the top S&P 500 plays to kind of hedge their money. So they're like, okay, Apple's going to do good. People are going to continue to buy Apple products. Apple has tons of cash on their balance sheet to do whatever they really want to as a company. So I think people are like, okay, I trust their business model. I use their products. Apple products are going to be around forever. So I'm going to put my money in here to hold on to it. So if people start to see the entire economy start to go down, I feel like a lot of people just throw money into Apple and are like, okay, I'm just going to store it here because I know I won't lose that much amount of money. And if it goes up, I make a lot of money, but it won't go down significantly. And I don't have to worry about it being in a bank where a bank could potentially fail, like the SVB situation or the First Republic situation. So I'm kind of seeing, you know, a lot of people throwing money into Apple. But I think with the Fed announcement coming out the day before Apple, this could make, you know, this thing run pretty significantly, depending on what Fed Chair Jerome Powell says during that meeting. So I think that mixed with their earnings could be a nice little pop for Apple in general. Apple's trading under ticker sign AAPL. So that is for Apple. Currently at 169.78. Target price that I have for them is going to be 175. Next, we have Coin, ticker sign COIN. Coin is at a low of $53.79. Ultimately, there's a lot of things Coin is trying to figure out. I don't think crypto is dead. I think people are still using crypto. I think they will continue to use crypto in the future. I think, you know, just regulations is the problem. You don't want to throw stuff out there and have another FTX situation. I think FTX left a bad taste in a lot of investors' mouth overall. There are people who were thinking about getting into crypto who saw the FTX situation and they were like, oh yeah, I told you so, crypto's not really a good value save or a good asset because you lost all your money. Then there are people who are like, yeah, well, I have all my money stored on hardware wallets, so I really wasn't affected by FTX situation. You're not supposed to save your money on exchanges. So, you know, that's one thing. But I think a lot of the people that are really affected by it were people who were just getting into cryptocurrency. People who, you know, haven't really done all the due diligence to understand to save your coins on a hardware wallet. Make sure you have your seed phrase. Don't save all your items on an exchange. Make sure you understand how cryptocurrency works. I think if we can get more education on cryptocurrency, explaining how it works, what it's used for, how we can use it, I think ultimately we could save a lot of people tons of money, millions of dollars with just the education portion of it. And then also with the regulation portion of it, I think a lot of investors are waiting for potential regulations. So you kind of have a 50-50 split on there. You have some people who use crypto because they're like, I don't want to be tracked. I don't want my money to be tracked. I want it to be saved. I want it to be decentralized, where I can do what I want. I can act as my own bank. And so they choose crypto. You have other people who are kind of on the fence. They want to use crypto, but they also want their money to be protected. So like in the SVB bank situation, Silicon Valley bank situation, where the FDIC insurance protected a lot of people, that insurance is not available for cryptocurrency. So people are like, oh, well, if an exchange goes down, like in the FTX situation, I'll just lose all of my money. And so that's money you can't get back. It just dissolves into nothing. And so I think the idea of people losing money that is seen as an investment, but it's not really an investment and there's no way they can get it back, I think that kind of is a red flag to a lot of investors and a lot of people who want to get into cryptocurrency. So if Coin can help find a strategy moving forward to get more investors into cryptocurrency, I think that that would be a great plan for the whole entire crypto market. So depending on what they say, I'm still 50-50 on this one. What I would say is if they start moving upward from where they're currently at $53.79, and start to go up to test this $57.47 level, if they can break through that resistance, then I would say the next level for me is going to be 65. So 65 for me is going to be a level that I'm looking at for Coinbase. And that is only if through trading they can go through and break this resistance of $57.47. So we'll be looking at Coinbase overall. If they don't go up and they start to go back down, they're going to be looking for this bottom of $52.18. So first of all, I got the level of $57.47, I guess, as the high resistance, and then a low of $52.18. If they break that $57.47 level, they're going to be looking at $65. And lastly on here, we have AMC. So AMC is one that a lot of people look at. There were rumors about Amazon buying all of AMC's theaters or buying AMC in general. There's talking about the stock merger between Ape and AMC merging back to become one. There are a lot of news surrounding AMC overall. I think they've recovered pretty significantly from the time period that they were hit for the pandemic. So during the pandemic, you know, a lot of the theaters were closed. People weren't really going out to the theaters or couldn't go to the theaters, I should say. So having AMC theaters back open has definitely helped. There have been tons of good movies that have come out since then as well that have brought people to the theaters. So ticket sales have been up as well. You know, they charge more, of course, for tickets, but you have, you know, the different movies that have come out. You have John Wick, the Black Panther movie has come out, Black Adam, I think, has come out since then. There have been a lot of action movies, a lot of movies in general that have come out to the theater that have done really well in the box office that have helped bring back AMC theaters. And, you know, since streaming, there's so many different streaming services, you can kind of get them first at the theater before you get them streaming. And some people still enjoy the theater experience. So, you know, I don't think theaters will be dead. I think if Amazon was to go through and buy AMC, if it wasn't just a rumor, if it actually happens, this could definitely be a huge move forward for AMC, especially with the amount of people that follow AMC. So AMC, I would say, is like the original meme stock. Well, one of the original meme stocks next to GameStop. And so AMC, depending on how this thing goes, it's currently at $5.50 at the time of recording this. Going to be looking at a level of $5.75. Now, you may say another 25 cents above. Depending on how this thing goes, it can move very violently, very quickly. So 575 is going to be my first resistance level. If it breaks through 575, then I'll be looking at $8.53. So 575 is kind of my catalyst for potentially moving upward. If it starts to go down, I'm going to be looking at a level of $3.88. So I have just a huge range for this earnings between $8.53 and $3.88. But similar to Coin, I do have contingencies on this one, being $5.75 being the high resistance level. There's kind of been like a double or almost triple top region at this. When I'm looking at the chart, there have kind of been three times where it's hit 575 or around 575. And then kind of gone back down. So if it can break through that 575, then I'm going to be looking at that 853 level. So bear in mind, it's not financial advice, not telling you to invest or not to invest into any of these plays, just telling you what I'll be looking at for this week. Make sure you guys go get you a bag of Duck River coffee. Link down below. Great way to start your morning. Good luck to everybody trading, and I'll see you guys on the next one. Peace.